January 13, 2017, Overcoming Debt. Good morning. I'm filling in for Ruby this week as she is spending some well-deserved time away. Did you make any money-related New Year's resolutions this year? If so, there's a good chance that it had something to do with getting out of debt. Accumulating debt, just like gaining weight or not exercising, doesn't require hard work or motivation. In fact, before you know it, you've gained 5 pounds, you're out of breath, climbing a flight of stairs, and the money going out is more than the money coming in. In order to successfully reach our goals in any area of life, they must be realistic, specific, measurable, and based on an effective system, not just willpower. Getting out of debt certainly is a virtuous objective. God's Word has much to say about it. Romans 13:7 says, "Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed." So let's look at a realistic, achievable system to help us realize our goals of getting out of debt. Dave Ramsey suggests we list our debts in order from smallest to largest, regardless of the interest rates. Then we begin an aggressive battle to pay as much as we can towards our smallest debt, while only making minimum payments on all the other debts. The reason we start with the smallest debt is because the sooner we experience victory, the more motivated we will be to continue forging forward. Once we've paid off our smallest debt, the combined payments can be directed toward the next debt on our list. Our payments get bigger, so our debt reduces faster. But how do we come up with the money to make these aggressive debt-reducing payments? We need a plan to accumulate money, and that plan is called a budget. Creating a budget helps us see what our expenses are and where we can cut back on spending. Minor changes in our spending habits can make a big difference. For example, stop eating out for a time period. It can be done, especially if you ask someone to keep you accountable. When it comes to watching movies, you may want to stay home with Netflix and your own grocery store snacks instead of paying big bucks for a big screen movie with popcorn and drinks. What if you decide to skip the coffee shop and brew your own cup of coffee in the morning? Think of the savings. Our kids live at almost polar opposite ends of Ontario, so when we embark on our long road trips, we pack our own picnic lunches and snacks. Make a real effort to go a little longer before you get your next haircut or bring in your dry cleaning. Also, it's good practice to regularly check for better deals on your home and auto insurance plans, as well as your phone, TV, internet, and mobile phone plans. If you consistently get large refunds at tax time, you can change the amount of tax deducted at source by filling out forms TD1 and TD1ON and give them to your employer. Why give the government a free loan when you could use that money to pay off yours? And what about making a little extra cash? You may want to consider selling some of the stuff you've accumulated in the attic over the years. Kijiji makes this easy and painless. The key to reducing our debt is to change our habits. Luke 16:10-11 says, "If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And if you are untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven?" May you be blessed as you faithfully endeavor to eliminate debt and choose a more responsible approach to spending. Have a great weekend.